Over 70 residents gathered at Eastern Michigan University's Peace Park to remember those who died on September 11. Clear skies allowed the sun to shine over a 14-foot-long beam that came from the 74th floor of the South Tower of the World Trade Center. EMU spokesperson Jeff Larkham says two employees from the university picked up the beam in New York in 2011 after the university requested it.
On the way home, it was remarkable. They drove, of course, through Manhattan. I don't know how they got a flatbed truck through Manhattan. But as they drove home, people were in various ways very moved by the sight of the beam. Of course, it was remarkable. And when John and Kevin revealed the nature of their trip and what they were hauling, this elicited powerful reactions from so many people at rest stops, at gas stations. People wanted to touch it. People were just so moved by what it represented in terms of the loss of life and the courage that that incident generated by so many first responders. The first
to depart was pastors and university officials spoke at the ceremony. EMU student Reed Scott was 9 years old when the attacks took place in 2001. He remembers the day like it was yesterday.
I was sitting at the kitchen counter at my house with my mom, getting ready. I was eating a bowl of Captain Crunch. I was getting ready to leave for school. We were watching CBS Morning News, and the breaking alert came, and right up on the screen, I looked over. I saw the plane strike the first building. And at that moment, I knew something was wrong. Obviously, I didn't know the full weight of what was happening, but I knew we were under attack. I knew the country was under attack.
22-year-old Tyler Coachman attended the ceremony to pay his respects for a tragedy that he views as this generation's Pearl Harbor. He was in preschool at the time of the attacks.
It started making its way into textbooks when I was in fifth grade. There was a mention, in one of the chapters, and I was like, that's weird that something that happened during my life was already history and being taught. But sixth grade was when it started making its way into textbooks. But in sixth grade, on my own, I started independently. I became really kind of very interested in researching the events.
Why is that?
Because I remember when I was in second grade, we had gone by the World Trade Center site, which there was nothing there anymore. It was an empty block or two. And I remember not having remembered what the Twin Towers looked like.
Meanwhile, 19-year-old Audrey Stockler wasn't even a year old when the attacks took place, but attended the memorial because she says it's important to remember those who died.
I couldn't imagine living through it, being there that day or watching it, hearing about it on the news. I guess I'm kind of glad that I wasn't able to remember it, but I still think that it's a good thing to learn about so that way we can try to prevent that in the future.
EMU Police Chief Bob Hayes says it's encouraging to see that after 18 years, first responders who risked and gave up their lives on September 11 are still remembered. Officers from over 5 local police agencies like Ypsilanti and Saline attended the ceremony.
When you have so many different agencies from our community attending an event, it shows that we see the importance of the remembrance to honor this day and to honor the people that were part of the 9/11 event that occurred. But it's also great to see the community there to offer that support as well.
Lee Graydon is the chief of staff at Eastern. He says he was on the 37th floor of the Renaissance Building in Detroit when the attacks took place.
When the gravity of the situation hit us, it was shock, it was sadness, and we were quickly evacuated from the building because it was perceived as a potential target. And I still keep in touch with one of the people with whom I was that morning. Every 9/11, we touch base with each other. It's a solemn morning, but it's also a morning for me that represents how wonderful the United States is, and that we came together as a strong country, unified, to support each other.
EMU President James Smith talks about what he reflects on every year on September 11.
I continue to think about the first responders. You know, many of them are still suffering from the aftermath of doing heroic work on that day, and they die often very tragic deaths. So I think about that in the morning usually as I'm coming to this event.
The ceremony ended with a song.
Oh, God bless America.
And residents place carnations on the beam from the World Trade Center that is part of a permanent 9/11 memorial on campus. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.